Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go.
KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you wake me up now?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, it's not Thanksgiving week yet, but it feels like it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Does it feel like it's Thanksgiving week? Is it just me that feels like it's Thanksgiving week?
It feels like it's cold week.
Dude.
It was so cold this weekend. It got me in the holiday spirit, but also was like, burr.
Let me say it again. Dude, I'm a dude you. Yeah, that wind, it cuts right through you. You're like, wait a minute. It's still like 50 whatever.
Uh-huh.
Feels like... It just feels like...
Yeah, and the rain did not make it any better Saturday. Rough.
Dark all day.
Uh-huh, but also cozy.
Yeah,
Lisa
no, amazing.
Makes stew, and I was like,
it was the best. I loved it. What do you mean?
Having a little weather is always... I was trying to explain to a friend of mine who they're up in the Northwest, and they're in the middle of what they call the dark... They call it the gray. It's already started.
The dark.
Yeah, it's the dark. Literally, because it's just dark. And I said, you just don't fully understand how exciting it is in Las Vegas to get weather.
Yes.
And they were like, I said, because, and of course they hate me forever now, because I said, well, you don't understand, just, you know, kind of gets boring having sunshine day after day.
Oh my God. I know. And they were like, shut up.
Oh yeah. No, they're like, I'll murder you right now.
You know what's so funny? I was driving and I was like, oh man, I don't know how to drive in this rain. It is so cold. And then I was like, girl, you would never survive in actual weather. Like people in Philly or anywhere else are like, shut up.
In a real place?
Uh-huh.
No, we live in fantasy land. Are you kidding?
I know. I literally thought that this weekend. I was like, girl,
this is the greatest place in the world.
I know.
Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't know what we got.
Yeah, true.
I had to laugh. And you know there are a few people in this world that I love more than my buddy Matty G over at Fox 5. But he was going off about how, so there's more rain coming in tonight, and then we're going to have it tomorrow morning. Right around this time tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and I just giggled out loud. I was, in my office getting ready for the show and stuff like that. And I just went, because he was like, tomorrow's going to be very dangerous. And I was like, come on.
I know, but also I feel it. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. For this Vegas girl, there's danger.
Right? For what we're used to.
Yeah.
It's
that serious.
It's going to have a little bit of a... Yeah, it'll be a little perilous tomorrow.
Yeah.
So give yourself, start planning now.
Dude, that's a serious thing. Yo,
I know
last week with my car problems, the difference between the day that it wasn't raining and the day that it was raining was like catastrophic. You would have thought something was crazy. So be safe out there. Yeah.
Speaking of these things, has that all worked itself out?
Yes, we got the vehicle. We got the baby back in
Woo!
Hand. So no more Uber and Lyfts. Yes, thank God.
Hello, babe.
Right on. So we're ready to go then.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Okay, you ready? Okay, you ready for this now?
Ready.
17 days until toy drive.
Let's go.
17 days on Monday, the 17th of November. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And this is the Chet Buchanan Show. Yeah, with 17 days until toy
drive. Insane. I'm ready though.
29 from now, it's all done. You know what I mean? A lot of work to do. Folks are starting to ramp up. For some of you, you're like, wait, toy drive is almost here?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, where are we going with it, Adrian?
We're going with Nikki Collins from Central Vegas.
I like that. I like that. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Nikki, oh, hang on a second. The gremlins that happened when I'm back out of the room. We're good now. Hi, Nikki. We can hear you now.
Oh, good. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, the best part of my weekend was not working, but the second best was just I'm in a 75-day challenge, and so just getting up every day and working out and, like, doing, you know, I do, like, a 15-minute yoga video, which is, like, nice and stretchy, and then do a cardio video right after that. And I think I'm at, like, a day 14, and it just feels amazing. So that was the best part of my weekend, was not giving up on myself.
Are you are you doing the 75 hard?
I'm doing the 75 soft. I work for the county, so I do 10-hour shifts, and so I get up at 4 in the morning, and I work out before I come to my 10-hour shift, and so I do the 75 soft. But I do walk on my 2 15-minute breaks as well.
Love
at work.
That's so great.
Wow.
Yes, and it feels amazing. It really does feel amazing. You know, I'm one of those people where I give to everybody, and I'm super selfless, and I give up on myself, and so I've really made a commitment not to do that this time. So
Congratulations, sister. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And congratulations to all of us for taking second place to Nikki today.
Yes.
I was going to try not to eat sugar today, maybe. Hey. That should last till about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Michaela, follow that up. Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, who wants to go next?
Yeah.
Hang on. First of all, 4 tickets to our advanced screening of Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere November 26th.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, we wanted to go see that as a family anyway, so it's absolutely perfect, and movie prices are skyrocketing, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and stay at it. If you need somebody to pump you up, you call us. We got you.
I thank you guys so much, and I believe in you, Chet. Don't eat sugar today.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes.
You love Nikki.
Maybe because I ate plenty yesterday. You know what? I'll follow her up. We go have brunch with our friends on Sunday. We try for once a month at least, and yesterday was that day. Yeah, and I just ate, but we ate bad food. We drank Bloody Marys, you know, all of that. We watched football. We did all the things.
Yeah.
It was just really, really, it was awesome. You know what I mean? It was one of those moments where you look around and you go, it's pretty great. These are my people.
Yes.
You know?
Love that.
I love that.
Michaela.
I'll follow you on my people. I sang last night at the Doberman in the Arts District, but they just put all the holiday decorations up, like all the Christmas cozies. And without knowing, so many of my friends had come from when I did Rose Ravelite, the Cosmopolitan. Yeah. People from Fountain Blue came. Heather from our sister station came. All these people that I just love were in one room unintentionally. The Christmas music was flowing. It felt like the holidays were literally here. And it was so nice because they go by so fast.
It kicked in.
That you're like, oh, okay, this is awesome. It was great.
Even though it feels like we're starting earlier and earlier. You know, like we came home. My neighborhood Christmas throws up all over it. Like it's
love that.
And we came home last night, and I was surprised that our guys had not been out there, you know, doing the thing. And I hadn't gotten a phone call yet to help.
Yeah.
They string lights across the street.
So cool.
You know what I mean? That's dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And all of that kind of stuff. And we were kind of surprised that they hadn't done it yet. And then we were like, well, it's only the middle of the month. It's not even Thanksgiving.
I know.
Yet. Calm down.
I know.
But it was fine. Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend?
With the same energy with Michaela on Saturday with the rain and everything. Once we got home from the errands, we pulled out all the ornaments. We watched Home Alone. Yeah. We watched a whole bunch of Christmas movies, The Grinch. And just setting it up, looking at the ornaments that we've had. There's a couple that every year I get Sire one. So to realize we got 7. To look at all the Toy Drive ones, realizing I'm going into my 4th Toy Drive.
Wow.
So it's really cool. It was really cool. It was a great night.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, Amy's got the tree up.
Mm,
My wife's got the tree up.
I love it. Gosh, she did that fast.
It's one of them. In fact, I'm not even sure she took it down from last year. I think if I'm not mistaken, we haven't really had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure she just put a garbage bag over the top of it and put it in the
life hack.
Right.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah, make it work.
Wake up, get up. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Get your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
By Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. I'm seeing Mr. Minden tomorrow. Ooh. I believe he's got big holiday things planned. I would stay close. Stay close to the Chet Buchanan Show. You know, you'll be hearing the advertisements soon. Chickasha, Oklahoma is doing it right. They're doing something really nice for the holidays. Through the end of the year, people who have unpaid traffic tickets and overdue library fines can pay them off by donating food. They're given $10 off for every can of food that you donate.
Love it.
And if you've already gotten so far that you've got warrants out, they're letting you pay that off as well.
I love this.
And they have promised that it's not a trick.
Yeah, come donate. We got you.
Actually a fair thing to say.
They're like, this is legally binding. I was hoping there'd be audio somewhere of them going, no, we swear to you that it's just fine.
Yeah.
No, that's a great idea. A cameraman for one of the networks, CTV News in Canada, is undergoing a life-changing treatment, all thanks to a random encounter that he had while he was out on assignment. He was putting a microphone on a neurosurgeon when she saw his hands, you know, he was shaking while he's trying to put the mic on her.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can fix that. He's been suffering from what they call essential tremor since he was a teenager. The guy's name is Kirk Neff. The surgeon is Dr. Moygen Hoday, talking about the surgery and the recovery and all that.
There'll be a point where I'm losing it and my hand's shaking so much, I'll be like, honey, you gotta take it. And by that time, everything's all over the place.
I can fix that. And we reviewed the options for surgical treatment of patients that have essential tremor.
What type of impact has this had?
You saved my life. You saved my career. I hate being emotional like that, but you saved my career. I probably wouldn't last probably the next 5 years because it was getting worse and you saved it.
Oh my God.
Wow. I had another story, but I'm, you know, I think we just.
That's incredible.
You know, leave that right there. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:01 on Monday morning, the 17th day of November, 2025. Also crazy, on the 17th day of November, we are 17 days from Toy Drive.
Insane. It's going to happen so fast.
Thanksgiving next Thursday. Toy Drive the Thursday after that. And away we go. But it's all starting to roll a little bit. I've talked to Superheroes for Sully. They're coming on Saturday this year. They're going to come on the final Saturday of Toy Drive, which will... You might think that that might be good. I think that's even more chaos. And
yeah.
Then somebody else was like, well, you know, and this is always funny too. Everybody wants to, you don't have to plan. You know what I'm saying? Like on our end of it, we'd like to see how we could partner up for Toy Drive. Well, here's the partnership. We'll be there. You donate. There you go.
Yes.
I mean, unless you want to be a sponsor or something like that, but most people don't. You know, it's like, we want to see how we could collaborate on this. No, the collaboration is we're collecting toys and then you're bringing them, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, well, how can I get my name on the air? That, we'll take care of those who take care of us. Trust me, if you show up, we'll, if you just dip in and dip out, that's on you. You know, really, yeah. if you just pop in and then you disappear, that's on you. But I can't remember one single time over the last 27 years, going into year number 27 of Toy Drive, of which this will be my 25th. I can't think of one time where somebody big or, you know, or somebody, even if they just went, hey, we'd love to. We write down. Here's a little fun fact that we haven't mentioned. Actually, Jay Stu brought this up last week when we were talking about it. They literally, I have them write down every single name. And at some point, I'll even do a laundry list of names.
Yeah.
Just to say thank you. So, yeah, it all starts soon. But, another buddy of mine was like, yeah, we want to come on Saturday. We're going to bring a big group. I was like, great. You should just know Sully is coming late Saturday afternoon. Well, what time? I don't know, dude. They bring... I mean, honest to God, they bring 1,000, but they were 1,700 bikes last year.
Yeah, when you see the police lights, yeah, that's them.
1,700 bikes. Well, how long are they going to stay there? I don't know, man. I honestly, they do what they want. They're kind of their own weather system.
Yes.
That's like saying, how long is it going to rain? I don't know. Maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours. Could be. But I say, well, I said, I would avoid it. I would just maybe.
You got 12 days for a reason.
Yeah, give them a little room, you know.
Yeah.
On the last Saturday of Toy Drive, late in the afternoon. Well, what does that mean? Four. Finally, I just gave me an answer. Four. I would avoid from 4 to 7. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Okay, great.
I'll be there at 9 a.m. then.
I'm glad.
Wait, what?
I'll be there Sunday.
I'm glad that we can work around you, around your schedule. Yeah, but it all starts soon and the chaos is beginning and it's the best. We can't wait. Michaela's locked in. I can tell you've got that look on your face. You're locked in and ready for Michaela's hometown.
Do I?
No. Like I can tell are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we good? Can I hit the music?
Hell yeah.
Cause I know I said Jonas Brothers tickets a minute ago and you went, okay. It's getting
I was honestly
now.
Just letting you go down with Toy Drive. I was like, yes, get into it.
But I could see, like you got your stuff. You got your stuff in place.
Yeah.
There's no last minute frenzy to write questions or any of that. She's ready to do this.
Listen, it's so serious that Adrian sent me a question. He said, I want you to ask this first. And I said,
Yeah, we gotta.
I got your back.
I've tried that before. That never worked.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That never worked.
Yeah, we put in our request.
Yeah.
No. What? It's gonna be the first one.
By the way, what are you doing? Really? You never do that for me.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you a question. And then she asks something completely different
for hometown throwdown. I need an adult.
Nobody call. You're fine. I'm just playing. I'm just messing. Jennifer Romero from Northtown on Friday became our brand new champion. She is back today.
Oh yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 tickets to Jonas Brothers. Jonas 20 greetings from your hometown tour. Jesse McCartney's going to be part of it. Franklin. Don't call him Frank the Tank anymore. He is Franklin Jonas.
Ooh.
And Delisa, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, November 29th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Caller number 25. You will take on Jennifer Romero from Northtown right now. 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown, Aliante, leads the way with 30 wins overall. Sunrise Manor is in second place with 25. Centennial Hills Silverado Ranch tied for third, 21 wins. Best of the West, Spring Valley, they've got 14. Rhodes Ranch alone in fifth place with 13 wins. Wagon Wheel, Mountain's Edge, they've got 12. They're in sixth place. Hendertucky in seventh with 11 wins. Red Rocks got 10. West Henderson and North Las Vegas, Northtown, hey.
Hey.
They've got 9 wins apiece, and that brings us to our champion, Jennifer Romero. How was your weekend, Jen?
Hey.
Hey.
It was good.
Yeah? What was the if we had to ask you, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
When I win those tickets on Friday.
Woo!
Yeah, hey.
Mark Anthony, let's go.
It's a good start. Got it. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
And that'll be Jasmine Durham representing Silverado Ranch.
Jasmine?
Hi.
As we mentioned, hi. Silverado Ranch in third place with 21 wins, tied with Centennial Hills. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I was actually under the weather, so I'm feeling better now.
Oh,
that was my
thing. Thank God. One of my least favorite things is it's going around. But it really is going around.
Yeah, it really is.
Really is going around.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like everybody's, if you haven't had it, you'll get it soon.
I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
If you can stay away from it, that's right. You can stay away from it, thank goodness. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we hear you, but don't blurt out an answer until we call on you, because while you may think that you got in first, a lot of times that's just not how it happened. And our quiz master is the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner, Jennifer Romero?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Oh, yes, sister.
Commissioner Gordon, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
Okay, on behalf of Adrian, what's the name of the WWE who some people say you can't see, who will be appearing on his final...
Jasmine. John Cena.
Is it John Cena? And Jasmine, the challenger, goes out to an early lead.
Okay, way to go. This pop star has dropped a new track from the Avatar Fire and Ash soundtrack. It's called Dream One, but not similar to some of her hits like Party in the USA or Wrecking Ball.
Jasmine.
I heard Jasmine. I heard Jasmine. Jasmine?
Miley Cyrus.
Is it Miley Cyrus? The champ is in trouble. Challenger 2, champion Squadoosh.
This singer had a really bad fall from an electric skateboard over the weekend, even causing some potential broken ribs, and his wife Haley is not happy about it.
Jasmine
for the win.
Justin Bieber.
Is it Justin Bieber? Game over.
Oh,
new champion.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That was crazy.
Ooh, Jen. Just ran into a bus on a day. Nobody should have to deal with that on a Monday.
I know. Jasmine came in hot.
It's okay, because you know what? I got those tickets on Friday, and that's really cool.
You're good. Yeah, you're good.
Go, girl.
Well, we enjoyed it. Jennifer, we'll see you down the road.
Okay. All right. You guys have a good morning.
Bye.
Congratulations.
You too.
Bye.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Jeez, Jasmine.
Good job, Jasmine.
Look at you. Coming in hot on a Monday. 4 tickets for you to Jonas Brothers, Jonas 20. Greetings for your hometown tour. Jesse McCartney, Franklin Jonas, and Delisa at MGM Grand Garden Arena on Saturday, November 29th. Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation. And then we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
All right, I'm excited.
Yeah, we are too. Have a great day. Hang out with us.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here. 98.5
KLUC.
Did you hear about what happened on SNL Saturday night? Saturday Night Live?
No.
Glenn Powell was the host.
Yeah.
His first time hosting. He was supposed to have hosted the show. This was the other story I was going to do for good feeling stories. And then after we all almost were in tears over the guy who had his life changed by the surgery. So Glenn Powell was supposed to host the show back in 2021 because it was all a play to hype up Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. He got the news while he was sitting on his family's front porch, and a UPS guy was delivering. So they're all sitting around. UPS guy's delivering a package, right? Glenn Powell gets the word that he's going to host SNL. They all lose their minds. And while the UPS guy's there, they're like, hey, let's all take a selfie together with the UPS guy.
Oh, my God. Right? I love it.
And at first, I thought this was a UPS play because, the holidays are coming and all this. I don't think UPS had anything to do with it.
Oh, my God.
So then Top Gun Maverick got delayed because they remember we were coming out of COVID and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, so Glenn Powell's Saturday Night Live hosting gig got canceled. And they've always joked, the family has, they've always joked that this UPS guy probably thought they were just making it all up and screwing with him.
Yeah.
Fast forward 4 years later.
Oh, my God.
Glenn gets the call to host this weekend. So they go, we got to find this UPS driver. And his sisters called around and found this guy. By the way, this all tracks because
sisters are the best dude, psychos.
And this all tracks because remember not that when we had the NASCAR race out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah.
And he was the Grand Marshal.
Oh, yeah.
His sisters were there. I met them.
Oh, my God. I love them.
So this all, like, they travel in a pack.
So
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? This whole family. They all go do the cool things.
I love it.
That their brother, you know?
Yes.
We're all going to do it together. So the sisters called around, find this UPS driver. Glenn flies him out to New York City and brought him on stage and they recreate.
Ugh. Obsessed.
I had to wait my entire life plus 4 years to be here, said Glenn Powell, who, by the way, a lot of Hollywood guys are a lot shorter than you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
Glenn's the appropriate height.
Nice.
And he is also every bit as beautiful in person.
Yeah, I'll believe
it. He truly is.
Mm-hmm.
If I've learned anything, says Glenn Powell, it's the best things in life don't happen overnight. And this is where I thought this whole thing was. And no one knows that better than UPS. Now, that was where I went, okay, hold on a second. You say UPS play. But I don't think it was. I think he blurted that part out.
That's so cute, though.
Yeah, I know, right? The whole thing's amazing. And I wonder if that guy really did think they were lying to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
You know that app Chime? That people do, you know, it's a money thing, a banking thing. John.
No.
Not that part's important. But they looked and said that Thanksgiving this year, if you're traveling, this tracks if you're traveling. This clocks if you're traveling. The Thanksgiving will cost you almost $1,000.
Oh, I believe it.
Are you traveling, Adrian?
Yes, but I'm driving, I think.
Where are you going?
Got to go to San Diego.
Oh, yeah. You should drive. It's a good flight, but you should drive.
I'm scared of driving back on that Sunday.
The 15. Oh.
So we'll see.
Oh,
but
yeah. Don't do that. You should fly. But $300 on travel, gas, plane tickets, hotels. If you're flying with kids, a lot more than that. $175 on food. It's high. It's high because a lot of people do multiple Thanksgivings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$110 on drinks, especially if you go out. But I think that's why a lot of like Gen Z and younger millennials, why they just don't do it anymore, because it's expensive. You go out there and spend $10-$12 on a drink. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Think about this. Almost $100 on decorations. You spending $100 on decorations, Michaela?
Yeah.
What did you get? Did you get little paper turkeys like when we were going to do turkey race?
Yeah, they do like turkeys? The little light up turkey lights. And then my niece likes the little like white pumpkins. There's just always new things to buy.
The turkeys that dance.
The turkeys that dance.
There's always $100 worth of stuff for you to buy and you don't even realize you do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a quick Target run and then you come out and you're like, how did this happen
to
me?
How did that happen?
Yeah, want a deodorant.
And then $291 on random stuff. We spent almost $300 on just miscellaneous Thanksgiving junk.
Yeah.
I need a new pie cutter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Freshen up.
I need a new pie, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I need a new. Yeah. I just, and at first I was like, $1,000. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you're traveling, for sure.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Lisa bought like three things the other day at the grocery store, came back and was like, she's not even this person, my wife. And she was like, about three things, $100 later. And I was like, I know, girl, it's rough out there.
When you think, like, what kind of three things?
Like, she got coffee. She got like creamer. Eggs, and it was like,
and the bag of chips.
Yeah, yeah, like something
$82,
else.
Please.
She went in literally.
She went in for the bag of chips. Came out with $100 worth of stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day
on 98.5 KLUC.
And another one of those stories that I go, okay, you know, we still have cancer out there that we could cure.
Sure.
You know what I mean? There's other. Now, I am also not so locked in that, you know, that we can't have a little fun every once in a while, but.
Yeah. Ooh.
Somebody just figured out a new hack for winning rock, paper, scissors. Now.
Okay. Take that to the Thanksgiving dinner with your families.
Well, honestly, you might. Oh.
Yeah.
True story.
Mm-hmm.
True story. You could bring this up. You could bring this up and this will kill an hour. It's way better than when they go, let's just sit around the table and visit.
Yeah, or play Cards Against Humanity, which my family does.
You don't like that?
I like it, but it's a little interesting with my mother-in-law. I'm like, go on, look away.
I hear you. I like having an activity, though. The idea, though, of just let's sit around and stare at each other and so tell us how you're, you know, tell us about your job. No, thank you. But a team in Australia, this is where I, you know, this might be a little overboard, but a team in Australia had people play 15,000 rounds of rock, paper, scissors against a computer. And then they scanned their brains to see how they made decisions. Again, I just, you know, it's hard for me to look at that and just go, is there not a better use of our time?
Yeah.
But okay. In general, they found that we tend to choose rock the most, then paper, and then scissors is the least common choice. A poll where they just went around and asked people, because apparently we're obsessed with rock, paper, scissors and winning it, also found that rock is the most popular, scissors second most popular, paper was third. So while we tell people that that's what we would choose, what we really do is different. Rock first, paper then scissors.
We got to throw people off the path. You can't be like, I choose rock and then choose rock, you lose.
The actual hack comes into play if you tie the first round. They found that trying to be smart and base your next choice on what happened in the last round actually makes you less likely to win. So the hack is you've got to remember to forget. In other words, don't worry about what each of you threw out the last time. Just be as random as possible. The problem with it is that they found it's really hard for us to forget and be truly random. We kind of even think more.
Got it.
Okay.
Right?
Noted. I'm ready. Yep.
Can't wait for our sales team to get in. Throw a little tournament and see how this works.
You talk to them?
Sometimes.
I heard you don't. I heard you're aloof.
Aloof?
Yeah.
Look at you with this vocabulary.
No, they say you walk through there like you own the joint.
As I should.
And I said, that's right.
Oh, when you're the rock, paper, scissors champion, you got to walk like that.
That's right. When you now know the secrets. to the rock, paper, scissors.
Remember to forget. I've used that in arguments before. It doesn't work. See if it works on rock, paper, scissors.
No?
Hey, forget about that. Why are you always talking about the past? That's what you tell me. Yeah, so we'll see.
Remember to forget.
Did this just go deeper than... Did this just turn into a relationship rehab?
Tease. That's how we do it, baby. Right. Coming up next.
I turn in. All I heard was, why are you bringing up the past? And I went, wait, what? Hold on now. Well, you're not far off. You're actually not far off. They signed it. It's like the old advice columns. You know what I mean? When they had the Dear Abby and the Ann Landers and stuff. Adults know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They signed it trying to move on in Inspirata. Apparently the ex, remember last week there was a string of the parents loved them more than...
Oh, yeah. It was difficult to break up.
Yeah, difficult to break up. Difficult to even just function in the relationship because... And this seemed to be a boyfriend-dad thing where they were going off and taking trips together and all that.
Yes.
In this case... Well, you guys were talking about boyfriends. And in this case, exes' relationships with your parents. This one won't stop showing up.
The ex?
Literally showing up. Just showing up at stuff. We'll get you the whole story right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! About 8 o'clock Monday morning, the 17th day of November 2025. Adrian Hernandez. We never... You know what? I'm 3 days late on this story. You didn't give two rips about BravoCon, but then BravoCon kind of came to you late last week, right?
It really did. Listen, it's not that I don't give a rip about BravoCon. I'm friends with some of the girls, like Gretchen Rossi, who's a new orange holder, the OC. Sheena, who we've had on the show. Like, I can respect it. Yeah, in the very beginning, she was one of the first guests I asked to come play with us.
I love that. When I started. How do you know her?
We, just through being in LA for so many years, we became pals. We interviewed her when she had just released her book, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. But I like the girls. But I don't watch the shows like some of my other girlfriends who go crazy for it.
Right.
And I always say that. So on Thursday night, I was at Nowhere Lounge singing, doing my thing, or at the last set. I see this gorgeous girl walk in. And I love a gorgeous girl, like a dressed up girl. I just like, oh, love it. She sits down and I look at her and it's Lisa Hochstein from Housewives of Miami. Now, this is going to be some language that you just got to get it to get it. And I know that some of the girls listening will get this.
It's the same way I know if I mentioned hockey players, you'd go, yeah, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could say anything. And you wouldn't know if I was telling the truth or not.
100%.
Well, we have now swapped roles, my friend.
Yes. Okay. So she sits down.
I'm all
First
in.
Of all, she's like 5 feet tall, which I couldn't stand. I loved it so much. She's so little. They look so big on TV. But I always am like, I don't care. I'm not starstruck. Big whoop. You guys, I started singing like nobody's business. I got so excited that I started singing, then she got up and started dancing. Then the band was like, what is going on? And I was like, you guys don't get it, but your wives will later. At the end, I went down, I gave her a hug. She said, oh, you guys are wonderful. I said, thank you so much. I text my bass player's wife, because he could care less. She was so excited. And then with BravoCon happening this weekend,
yeah,
a couple of the other housewives stop on my gigs to say what's up. And can I tell you that the women that go to this BravoCon are so intense all through the hotels all week long. They had their shirts on. They had their quotes together. It was amazing. And the biggest part is we talk about Teresa Giudice a lot. Teresa Giudice?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, she has a sister-in-law, Melissa Gorga, and they're always fighting. And it's a big deal because everyone wants them to not fight because of their brother, Joe.
Yeah.
You guys, they showed up at BravoCon and they have made up. They are sisters again. The world is healing.
Adrian, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yes. Amen.
I'm locked in.
So happy.
Melissa Gorga?
Yes. Teresa.
By the way, there was some older baddies, cougars walking around the strip.
You,
I know.
Better than the F1
they
crowd.
Look good.
Yes.
And they were in good moods. Vicky Gunvalson has been brought back for the 20th season of the OC.
Okay, well, so why didn't you go to this thing? You're so you claim that you don't care, but you do. I care all about it.
I care so much.
Why didn't you go?
You just listed off 25 different names.
I don't know.
I'm waiting for the day that you end up on one of those shows, and it's gonna happen. I'm calling it right here. Yes, you do.
But maybe I do.
Yeah, you
I'm
say
passionate
that.
About
you
it,
say
I guess.
That now. You love being on TV.
I love those girls.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell the full truth? Nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about that earlier about your BravoCon bump with greatness and all of that.
Miguel's.
And then I got distracted by the rock, paper, scissors story.
I hear that.
I felt dumb. We'll jam it in before relationship rehab.
All of it's important. I'm glad it's you've done
very,
it.
Yes. It's all very important. You're right.
There's remember an audience to forget. For all of it. Yeah.
You know what else is important? Cheppy Cannon Show is brought to you by Enchant Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark. The world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more returning on Friday through December 28th. Your tickets are available at enchantchristmas.com. Okay. Trying to move on in Inspirata. You guys were talking about boyfriends, and in this case, exes' relationships with your parents. Because that was a theme last week. It was like all the dads and all the boyfriends were going off on trips together and whatnot. Mm-hmm. One didn't know how to navigate it, and the other one she was already wanting to break up, and she's like, "Do I have to give my dad the heads up first?" In this case, my divorce just got finalized, and now my ex-husband keeps showing up at family functions. He was really tight with my parents. So I understand what those girls were talking about. But they claim, and she's talking about her parents here, they claim they're supporting me and have cut him off. But I know that our divorce really hit them hard. It's weird, though. My ex finds out about family events from our 8-year-old daughter and then just invites himself and shows up.
Oh, God.
It gets better, Michaela. Just whatever you're imagining in your head right now, I had to read this 3 times before I went, okay. He walked in on a birthday party for his ex-mother-in-law, my mother, capital letters, my mother, a couple of weeks ago. He just walked in. I'm assuming they're at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or who knows? Maybe he walked in the house. I don't
know. Either way.
But, you know.
Walked into the party.
Yeah, what are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, it's grandma's birthday. Oh, really? He just shows up. Even weirder, he brought our daughter to watch me get my brown belt in karate and sat with my parents.
Stop.
I'm telling you, my daughter had zero desire to come to this thing and said as much when she came back home. He claimed she begged him to go.
Oh, my God.
And my parents claimed they knew nothing about it. I knew my ex was making it all up when he followed up with, anybody can come and watch the ceremony. You don't need a ticket.
Okay, fine. I love that she's getting a brown belt in karate. Like, that really just makes the story so much more epic.
Really? I thought, well, geez, thanks for coming to us, but why don't you just kick his ass and be done with it?
Yeah, fine.
Settle this. No, we're trying to be less violent.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to get a restraining order?
Oh.
I told him to stay out of my life. And I'm not trying to make this uglier than it already is. But what else can I do? He cheated. I left. That's it.
Oh.
I know, right? Drop the bomb right at the end.
I literally was waiting for anything, and now I'm like, okay, got it.
Yeah, give me something. Low-key,
I was like, this is kind of funny. Like, it's not funny, but it's just, I have a sick sense of humor. So if he didn't do anything bad, I'm like, he just keeps coming to support. Now I know. He cheated.
This is how it always starts, right? You know what I mean? This is how, in all the bad stories.
Yeah.
This is kind of how it starts. So I guess, let's answer her question. Do I need to get a restraining order? What else can I do? I told him to stay out of my life. She already said that.
Mm-hmm.
So
he knows.
He didn't thank him.
Yeah, she did. I'm not trying to make this uglier than it already is, but what else can I do? And knowing how it ended.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put the restraining order on him and then your kids see that, but also...
Bingo. And you know the way this is working, he's like, there's too much dialogue. There's too much dialogue with the 8-year-old.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Or maybe not on his part right now, but there will be. You know he'll start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't want to give it all away. 702-364-9898. How about a $100 Smart and Final gift card? Thanksgiving's coming. Oh, you can't use $100? Seriously.
Hello.
For the price of a phone call and your expert opinion? Simple. 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab right now. Michaela was mouthing the phone number.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab. Trying to move on in Inspirata. I just think it's great. It's awesome.
Listen, I just want to say this quickly.
Yeah.
Because they don't hear what we talk about during break, and I'm not going to talk about it. I just want to say, Amy, if you're listening, I love you so much, girl. I love you down, and you are the cutest angel in the whole world.
No, just
that's it.
Because now she's going to grill me when I get home. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Yeah, you just snitched on
him so long.
What were you saying behind the scenes?
Because she's so endearing.
What the F, Michaela?
I'm sorry. It was just making me laugh.
And she's going to go, do you talk about me while
only you're in the best way. I swear to God, he does.
No, because it came up.
Sorry.
I didn't even say anything last night. Oh, my God. No, it was just funny about terms that come out of nowhere. And my wife used the term jelly last night, and I just kind of looked. I was like,
Uh-huh.
Well, as long as we're not doing that out in public. I'm sure there's plenty of people. It was cute.
It's so cute. And we all do it. We're all trying to be like, keep cool, girl. We're like, jelly. And you're like, actually, I want to die.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, no, I'm going to die.
We're dead. Nope, sorry.
I'm going to die later on today when I don't come to work tomorrow. Now you know why. In fact, look there first. I'll draw you a map where I know she's going to bury the body in the backyard.
Okay, I'll come get you.
I'll draw you a map.
Sorry.
It won't matter. I'll come and get you. No, just show the cops where to look.
Okay, all right, okay.
In fact, don't. Let her get away with it.
Yeah, let her have some
just
time.
Let her get the insurance and go on with her life.
Fine.
And maybe find a guy that doesn't have a friend who will rat him out.
Yeah, that's crazy, Michaela.
No,
Why are you breaking code?
Listen, I felt okay. I'm sorry.
We're switching.
You guys know I don't know.
My friend's corner. Switching. Just been.
Hang on. We're switching relationship rehab.
I know, dudes. Okay, but it was so cute, and you know I can't shut up sometimes.
Dear.
Listen, you're talking about somebody who went through the Starbucks line yesterday, and when I got done with my order through the drive-thru, the woman went, "Okay, beautiful," and I was like, "You are." And then as I drove through, I was like,
"You thing,
you moron."
Yeah, that's a you.
That was
thing.
You
were so sure.
You are
so sure that somehow they were seeing you and calling
just
you beautiful. Really?
So,
well,
to be fair,
I did just work out.
I was like, "You're gorgeous." So to be fair, I'm a moron.
It's my new eyeliner.
Thanks, girl.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude.
That's so funny.
And I was so, as my face red, I pulled up to that window and she was like, "Here's your stuff." And I was like, "Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye."
Yeah,
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you've been in that store before, or that you've gone through that drive-thru a number of times, and you're stalking her now.
Yeah, great. I know. God. So consider the source.
You remember the employees in the drive-thru line?
Let's get back to this.
Okay.
The ex keeps showing up. The ex-husband keeps showing up at family functions. He was really tight with the parents, and they claim that they're not egging this on, that they've cut him off. But she knows that their divorce hit them hard. He's finding out about family stuff from the 8-year-old and then just shows up. He walked in on her mom's birthday party a couple of weeks ago. And then even weirder, he brought our daughter to watch me get my brown belt in karate and sat with my parents. I'm telling you, although, wouldn't that be even weirder if he sat apart from them?
Yes.
Like he shows up and
like
then,
he's up at the top level and they're on the bottom. He's just like,
because
here.
It's for her and not the daughter. Yes. 100%.
Right. You know what I just got from my wife? What did I just get? What is this? Skull and crossbones?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep.
Uh-oh.
This just
yep. Okay, I'm
just
sorry.
Just got death emoji.
Who knew this would be the final relationship rehab of all time? Let's get it.
Make it a good one.
There'll be one more. There'll be one more. I'm just not sure which one of us is writing it. Where are we starting?
We'll start with Tiffany.
Tiffany is line 5. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Tiff.
I feel like she has a reason why she wants the restraining order. There has to be more to the story. But in my opinion, is if something in her gut is saying get a restraining order, it's reason enough for a restraining order.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if he's showing up, first of all, and we're not even digging into, you know, just how, what's the word I'm looking for? Jarring, how shocking. You're having a birthday party for your mother. And your ex,
exactly.
And your ex just shows up. Hi, I'm
your
here.
Your ex-husband for a reason.
Well, yeah, because he cheated on her. He cheated on her, and she left.
But what if the mom and her have a good relationship?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. He's making the ex-wife feel uncomfortable. She should feel comfortable at her family functions.
Yeah, but they have a kid though. They're family now, whether they like it or not.
You can't just show up. No, that's not you. That's not your party. No, your time is with your kid. Sorry, buddy. I'm going to fight you on this one.
No, it's fine.
I know. I was wavering. I really was. I was like, but no, it's true. Like, yeah, he cheated. She says, stay away from him. You can't show up to the mother's party.
Yeah, and she already said, stay out of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you co-parent, and that's what you got to do, but I hear that. Oy.
But co-parenting gets tricky, and I don't know what sparked in my head when Tiffany started talking. But I could see the other side using a little bit of manipulation and trying to get this restraining order when it's not necessarily the case. Hey. So I do want to speak on that behalf because I do think that could be used as a tool.
Yup. But
I mean, it could. But the thing is if she's feeling uncomfortable at her family functions.
Yup. He can't do it. She's
no. And she's probably asked him too. Hey, stop coming to my functions. You know.
She did.
If she's not knowing. If she's not knowing, he's doing it with her out, like, her knowledge. He's just showing up.
I told him to stay out of my life.
Even if her family knows, she doesn't know. Completely unacceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't... The line that stuck with me was, I'm not trying to make this uglier than it already is, but what else can I do?
There's more to the story. More to the story in her heart.
Well, maybe not, but even if there isn't, is this not enough?
No, I feel it's enough. I do. I feel like if you're showing up someplace that you're unwanted, then you shouldn't be showing up.
And the co-parenting part, it's important for both parents to be in their life, but they don't have to be together. They don't.
No, showing up for the brown belt thing, that's just creepy.
I realize this, that I'm a bit vintage here, but my God, the idea of my parents together in the same room ever, frightening. Like I wouldn't, you know, like all the senior stuff for football and basketball and all that. They were there, but they didn't. They were cordial, but they didn't. The idea that somehow dad's got to show up for grandma's birthday party. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Even when my parents got divorced and fought, my dad was still really good to my grandma, my mom's mom. Like, they were still loved each other to the end. My dad went and saw her when she was literally on her deathbed. But I think he still had to set the boundaries and couldn't, like, be around when they got the divorce and the fight. Like, they had an amazing relationship, but he couldn't come around and play when my mom and
everybody
him
was on board.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You know what
everybody
I mean?
Was on,
like,
board.
You used the great word, boundaries.
Yeah.
And this sounds like there's no boundaries.
Yeah, like, unfortunately, you can't.
Yeah, this dude's not giving me a good deck of cards, because showing up to the brown black belt presentation,
yeah, so I, like,
whatever,
wanted to help
that's
him,
way
but
too weird. That doesn't help me out.
Yeah,
but, like,
and,
that's a
and
thing
I think
for
in
her.
The discussions that we have with co-parenting, you guys bring up your past and how that's what your guys' past was with your parents.
Right.
I just come from the standpoint of the starting point when we come to a general sense is that the parent should be involved as much as possible. And there might be situations where it might be awkward. Christmas is coming up. I think it's important for both parents to be there when the kid's opening up presents.
And you know what? And if that works for you, God
bless
you.
And that's super intimate, right?
God bless you. But I, you know, we can disagree.
Because parents also do the thing. No, there'll be Christmas at my house. There'll be Christmas at their house. Now you get two Christmases.
Yes.
Yeah. So it works out.
Yes. Yes. And you both don't need to be there as far as I. But if you want to be there. If you can make that work, then that's a beautiful
There's
thing.
There's a million ways to cut a cake.
Absolutely. So. And just because, and you should know this, just because you and I disagree on stuff doesn't mean I think you're wrong.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So that.
Oh my God, look at you two cuties.
Look at us being a. Tiffany,
look at
us
being
adults.
Adorable.
I know you guys are doing such a good job.
Tiffany, look at these gents.
Hey, by the way.
Tiff, it's called emotional intelligence. Thanks.
Enjoy. Well, and it's also when people get. I mean, there's a lot of places. I'm not going to use the P word, but there's a lot of times in this world right now where we're losing our minds over, you know, again, the road rage on Friday. Why? You know, there's a lot of times when we should understand that we both are just looking at this different ways. In this case, though, he's asked her, stay out of my life. He's got to honor that. Now, again, restraining order may put him over the edge. But so, Tiffany, you would get the restraining order.
I would. And that's because I just have, like, past trauma from my kid's oldest kid's bio dad.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as my kids were old enough to, like, communicate, like, via phone, he would always use my son to be like, hey, what's your mom doing? It was never about, hey, how was your day at school? It was always, what's your mom doing? What's your mom doing?
Yeah, that's so not okay.
And my parents didn't care. Thank God.
Yeah, because that's crazy.
Enjoy your $100 Smart and Final gift card. I want to grab one more. Between Sarah... Or here, I'll just pick Sarah. I won't make you do that. Well, I was going to go, which one?
Said her name already. Go.
Well, I was going to say, which one would you choose? And then I went, well, that's not very friendly. And I've already stepped in it once today. Just got another death emoji, by the way, from my wife. Hey, Sarah, so make the case for not getting the restraining order.
I would not, because a restraining order is a record that stays on your file. So what I would do is the ex-wife and the ex-in-laws have a meeting with this guy, the ex-husband, set those boundaries and say, listen, you've been exiled to the private island. If you come again, then we will go to the court and do a restraining order. I think the court is busy with domestic violence, like real situations that people are going through. And I think to jump right to the court is not the first step. Have the meeting, set the boundaries, be firm. And then if he crosses that boundary, then go to court. Because this girl might be a daddy's girl. She might be saying, please come. And then he feels bad. And when he went to the karate, maybe that was his day with her and he was dropping her back off with mom. So we don't know the whole story. So I would say be firm, set boundaries, exile him. And then if he continues to cross the boundary, then go to court.
Yeah, good stuff, Sarah. Thank you. What were you going to say?
No, I think good stuff, Sarah, for sure. But I think it said that the little girl was like, no, I didn't want to go to your brown belt thing. Yeah. And I didn't want to go with my dad either. Like she said, the mom said in this letter.
Right. But the 8-year-old, I was with you on that. And then it struck me when she said it that.
Oh, maybe she's playing.
Or just mom goes. Mom presses her on it. The 8-year-old realizes that there's tension, and so she bails out of the store.
Got it. I hear that. Okay, I could see that. Okay, fine. Yes, yeah, sorry.
I could see that, too.
Sorry, got it.
Because I was taking it for what it was worth also.
Yeah. Okay, but that's such a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because little girls are like that. I think I did that with my mom and dad, actually.
Just kids, too, because they want to keep the peace.
Yeah.
And the kid feels like they're going to be in trouble.
For sure. Yeah.
So, but you're right. I think there might need to be a parental intervention. They do get one. Listen, it's a slippery slope and it's I don't want to overdramatize this, but you also don't want to, if this guy is nuts, you don't want to set him off. You know, you don't want to make him nuts by going, hey, this is it. No more.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? So somebody at least has to say something. And I think we're all intuitive enough to know, you know, in that moment, if more needs to be done. Ooh, yeah. God, that was way heavier than I thought.
Get us out of here.
Yeah, wow.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
We always tease Michaela because she's able to get in and out. I mean, even... The speed with which she is able to go to run to the bathroom and get back.
Thank you.
And I've seen it. You actually do run, which I do.
I run so fast. Can I tell you though that I have these overalls on that I was so excited to show you? They're new. Yeah. And when I went to the bathroom the first time, I looked down. I am notorious for keeping tags on all of my clothes. Not intentionally. I want to keep them. I love them. I don't want to return them.
Yeah.
I had the fattest tag on these overalls. And I was like, Michaela, you are absolute trash.
Was it almost fashionable?
No, you know what I mean?
Like, hey, look at the new look that I'm rocking.
It was like, girl, are you going to return those after one wear like you did in high school? And it was like, no, I just am a moron.
You did it. Well, as long as we're admitting things. And I've joked with Michaela about this before. I've gone, listen, you weren't even gone long enough to get there and get back.
Yeah, you don't think I wash my hands?
I don't think you wash your hands. I joke about that, but I'm sure. Do you soap?
Yes, I do.
Do you soap?
Yeah. I just don't have happy birthday.
Right. It's a sufficient washing of the hands.
Yeah.
77% of Americans say they see other people leave restrooms without washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
There was an epidemic of that for me this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a streak, like four different dudes, just like, and one of them made eye contact and he knew I was judging him.
Did he wash after that?
No, he just kept walking. Like his look changed from busted to what are you going to do about it?
Talk about it on the radio, you sicko.
That's right. By the way, 68% said this last year. So it's gone up another 10% of people not washing their hands. Or that you've seen it. You know what I mean? That you've seen it.
Sporting events are the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
So if you're going to Monday Night Football tonight, just notice that when you go use the bathroom.
Oy.
I am going to go.
Yeah.
You are going.
Farhan Naqvi invited me.
Okay, when you go into the bathroom and stand there for a second and see who washes their hands.
I'll count.
Yeah.
Yeah, except I'm not going to name names because apparently you're going to rat me out for ratting other people.
No, I'm not. I won't say anything. Oh, God, I know. I can't shut up.
Earlier, we were talking about stuff, and I just kind of mentioned something that I didn't even say anything at the time.
Listen, I'm going to think about this all day.
Oh, me too.
It was just so cute.
I'll show you the bruises tomorrow.
No, he did show me the dead skulls text she sent you.
Yeah, just in case you thought I was lying.
I know, I saw it.
I got the death emoji.
She didn't even send the laugh face. Oh, it's on. I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
No, I'm surprised there wasn't like the butcher knife emoji to go with it. That's usually what I do. When I send the death emoji, I send the butcher knife.
Yeah.
45%. Okay, so wait. 85% of women say that they always wash their hands.
Yeah.
So that's probably about 76% that really do. 77% of men say they always wash their hands. So that's probably around 60%.
Well, I will defend the girlies, though, because we always have little purses that we keep our hand sanitizer in that smells good. So if we're not washing, we're probably hand sanitizing.
Not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
I was going to say that. It's not the same thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
45%. Do you sometimes do just water, no soap?
Mm-hmm.
Men are more likely than women to skip the soap. 75% of fathers, 3 out of 4 dads. Are you satisfied, Adrian, that your kid washes his hands enough?
Yes, because I always have to make sure to remind him.
Only half of moms agree.
Could I tell
you? Do you think he's doing it when you're not there?
Not all the time. No, probably I know for a fact he's not.
No, probably not.
Can I tell you, though, when we taught my niece how to wash her hands properly, she was only like 5 or 6.
Sure.
And we were going somewhere. We were at the airport and we had to hurry. My brother was coming home from the army, or maybe we were sending him there. And so we all went to the bathroom, me and my sister and her. And then she was adamant that she did it right. And she would. And we're like, come on, Natalia, hurry up. And she was like, no, like lollygagging, doing her thing.
The cleanliness.
And we were so upset. We were like, come on, we're going to be late. And she was like, no, hold on. Oh, that little baby girl.
This is, wait, okay, this is the important stuff. Do unclean or unpleasant restrooms give you a negative feeling about a business? Michaela.
No, maybe normally yes, but no.
Really? Adrian?
Yes.
Especially if it's a restaurant. Man.
I just feel like everyone's so understaffed now. It's like I give them a little grace.
Don't care. Gross.
I hear that.
That's me. do you use a paper towel with doors and faucets? Faucets, no. Doors, yes.
Doors, yes.
Neither.
43% operate the toilet flusher with their foot.
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Huh.
No, I use my hand.
Yeah, me too.
I have to wash my hands anyway.
Do you hover?
Yep. Every time.
Don't
hover. Can't.
What?
Please.
Ew.
There's hand sanitizer over here, eking and other stuff.
I can use hand sanitizer because I'm not touching everything in there. Like, yo.
30% open it. Do you open and close doors with your backside or a foot?
Foot.
Sometimes foot, maybe. But
just know I'll do the paper towel thing. Paper towel dispensers. Do you operate them with your elbow if possible?
Oh, no, I feel like they're usually just wave, right?
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm trying to think.
And I feel like I've scrolled through Instagram millions of times explaining how dirty the blower is. Like,
if they don't have paper towels.
No,
yeah. Yeah, do you use the blower?
No, I
do
don't.
Use the blower?
I'd rather
do
wipe it on my clothes.
No.
I never use the blower.
I'm going to be honest. Okay, I really said that so adamantly. I always use the blower. Yeah, I do.
Do. You?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why I said no. I absolutely do.
You got poo hands.
No, yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo!
At about 9:05 Monday morning, the 17th day of November 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. 17 days until toy drive.
Woo!
17!
It's happening.
I think I'm going to come. Well, if my wife doesn't divorce me today.
Stop. No, she's not going to. Amy, I'm sorry.
Just really, we're making
apologizing to her. Apologize to him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's right. No, Chad, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It is I who's getting murdered.
Yeah, true. Sorry about that, babe.
No, it was.
Sorry, getting murdered this afternoon.
Even too long of a story. And we're actually making it more than what it was now.
Yeah, duh.
No, Amy said something yesterday. And I went and I just made mental note of it. And then Michaela and I were having a conversation earlier. And I said, you know, that's funny. My wife said something funny yesterday. Michaela blurts it out. And yeah.
Well, I thought it was endearing.
It well, yeah, and it wouldn't be the, like, I've never.
Come on.
Like, I've never. Please.
Blurted something in.
Stop it.
Give you no.
I wanted to, I wanted to give a little bit of a cushion after 9 o'clock to make sure the kids were out of the car. So I honestly almost asked this earlier and I went, ooh, inappropriate.
Okay.
I got an email from a guy who, and I wasn't quite sure where to put it. He was asking, oh, I got a relationship rehab. And it's like, no, this isn't that.
What is it?
He recently noticed his wife is getting nudes from her female friend. And he's like, what's going on here? She said that they were kind of on the under, that they were both trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
And so she didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but she and her friend were backing each other up. And they were showing each other how they have been progressing.
Yeah.
She also told her husband that she also sends nudes to her friend.
Yeah.
You know, her friend sending them to her. She's sending them back. She also said, here's where you come in. She also said a lot, capitalized, a lot of women do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Huh.
Yeah, with my girlfriend. Yeah, they're like my sisters. I feel like we do. I feel like sometimes I like show them things or we're in a group chat where we send each other things. Like, what's going on here? But it's not like a, like, how am I trying to say? Like, the photos
it's
are obviously.
Provocative.
Yeah, we're not like trying to look hot. Like, hey, we actually girl. Probably look the worst we've ever. And we're like sending them to each
it's
other.
Like it's not like you got a foot up on
yeah,
the counter.
Yeah, it's not like
you know
I makeup
saying,
on.
Right?
I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, girls.
No.
Yeah, this
can
is normal.
You, Adrian, can you imagine in any universe? I like guys. That's the difference between men and women. But why don't you? Why? Now I did write back and I went nude. And he said, and he wrote back naked. Okay. Why is that? Why can't you cover up a little?
I don't know. I mean, I do feel like, nude is maybe they're just trying to see like where the breast land. I mean, you know, like where we at, girls.
Yeah. Or to see actual progress. All of the progress. Understand, it makes perfect sense to me. But even if, Adrian, can you imagine? Like if we were working out. I got a buddy, Jay, who's weightlifting. And like where like literally every vein in his body pops out now. Stuff like that. He's crushing it.
Yeah.
But if he went, hey, bro, here's my latest, you know, here's my latest progress. And it was nude?
Look, I will say this. This story is just so funny to me. There is a spa here that you can go, but you have to be naked. So I went with a girlfriend of mine. It was my sister-in-law a couple of years ago. And you're like totally nude. You can't wear your swimsuit. And you get body scrubs, hot water, cold water, plunge, whatever. We were there. Naturally, we were talking about emotions, all these stories. We started to cry. We were sitting in the jacuzzi. We were crying. And
it's
then
awesome.
We,
naked,
we hugged.
Naked and crying.
Crying, hugging, naked. And then at one point, we pulled back and we went, oh my God, we're totally naked, just hugging. And then we were like, oh my God. But then we thought it was so funny. And that is literally women, I feel like, in a nutshell, friendships. Like, it's so nothing, but like, again, we're just doing our best. We want to look hot. We don't.
And I totally
we're
get
crying.
It. And I know the person from the spa is going, see, now you get it.
Yeah, there it
now
is.
Now you get
here
it.
We are, girls. It's okay.
So yes, so to answer this, and I'm not going to say his name, But to answer this, the answer is yes.
Yeah, you're all right, pal.
It's fine. It's
yeah,
not weird.
No.
Okay, good. Got that settled now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, it's my favorite story from over the weekend. You'll love this too. I got a feeling you're going to like this a lot. 36-year-old homeless man from Hamilton, Ontario. So he's a suburb of Toronto, I believe. He stole a bus. Last Tuesday?
Oh.
Not just any bus. You know those ones that look kind of like they have the accordion in the middle? They call it an
yes.
articulated bus.
Yes, like
big,
extender.
Long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So about 9 o'clock at night, the driver took his, you know, union mandated break. He's having a smoke, looking at his phone, whatever he's doing.
Doing things.
So the guy, the homeless guy, jumps in and says, I always wanted to be a bus driver. So he took off with the bus.
Oh, my God.
I'm not exactly sure how much he knew about, but apparently knew enough about the route that he was making regular stops. About 10 people jumped on and jumped off. He was going for a good 15-20 minutes. And nobody really was the wiser till he started making a few wrong turns. You know, it was just different.
Pal.
Somebody even asked him, "Hey, so, your new driver, did they also change the route?" And he didn't really, he's just kind of like, I don't really. One passenger even gave him directions, said, "Hey, you really
should go left
here and go back."
Loki, I love that he wasn't aggressive though. Like, he was like, "Thank you for the directions. It was really helpful," and just continues to drive.
The police spokesperson said there wasn't a single scratch on the bus. He actually did a pretty great job. It's comical, but at the same time, it's serious. We're just thankful that nobody was hurt. The police followed him without sirens because they didn't want to escalate the situation and make him try and run.
Oh, for sure. With an extender bus. Yeah, right.
With the extendo bus. Right. And he's going to face charges, including theft over $5,000 and driving while prohibited. Why? Because you're definitely prohibited from just jumping on the bus and driving it. But apparently, honestly, if the bus company wanted to really have some good PR, they would hire this guy.
I was just going to say,
and do the right thing and try and get him back on his
this
seat.
Is the most polite criminal I've ever heard of.
Sorry. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, hockey story for you first, Michaela.
Let's do it.
The San Jose Sharks, which, you know what? They're starting to get good again. So now we can kind of hate them even more like we used to. Like, we never stopped, but it was almost like, you don't want to, just continue.
Kick the dog while it's down.
Yeah, on the sucky team. But
they're good again.
And I'm not sure how I feel about this or what this means, but I've just now learned the San Jose Sharks have a dentist's office inside their arena.
Love it.
Which is kind of funny because the whole hockey thing.
They have no teeth.
Yeah. And I'd love to make a joke about their fans, but it's Silicon Valley. It's San Jose. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just going to leave that right there.
Listen, I think it's really great and clever. They get their teeth knocked out. They go right to the dentist.
Yeah, I suppose. For the play. Yeah. Why not? On Michael Jackson's Beat It, the guitar solo, the famous guitar solo, that was Eddie Van Halen. Maybe, for my money, the greatest guitarist of all time. Fight me. I don't care.
Okay.
Do you know how much he got paid?
God, don't tell me just a little.
Less than a little. Free.
No.
Free.
No.
Eddie said, "I did it as a favor. I was a complete fool." But he goes, he wasn't, they didn't take advantage of him. It was just such a funky thing to end at the time. It was like, Eddie Van Halen with Michael Jackson. And it was, you know, like, oh, the star power and oh,
totally.
And worlds collide and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And Eddie just kind of wanted to do it. And so he did.
That's that was it. Wild.
Good. Do you like lobster?
Yes, I do.
I don't see what the excitement is. I know it's a delicacy. I know. I it's not a big deal. You may not like it as much because you know what some people call lobster, the cockroach of the ocean.
They do. I thought that was shrimp.
No, lobsters too.
Oh, gross.
Because they are literal bottom feeders.
Yeah.
And apparently they're also cannibals. When lobsters are hungry and looking for food, they will happily eat another lobster. Enjoy.
Oh my God. Don't they say also when a lobster finds their lobster, they lobster together forever?
My lobster. What was that? That was Lisa Kudrow.
Exactly.
Was that
Friends.
From Friends?
Yeah. Yes, it was. But they sent a little like an abusive relationship. Like you're stuck with me forever and I might eat you. Weird.
Yeah, it does take on. And knowing what we know now with the new information.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's enough for a Monday. We should go now.
Everybody
have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. On Instagram, it's 98.5KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian?
Yes, sir. Let them know they can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus a brand new episode over the weekend of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez is available now on YouTube, where you can subscribe and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaelaGordon.
Yeah. Yeah, because somebody said, I looked for that. That's why I brought it up the other day.
I know. I love that. I didn't think it was a thing, but I'll say it, of course.
But how could you not figure it out?
You know what, though? A lot of people do actually, in fairness, G-O-R-D-A-N. One time somebody did it so much that I couldn't remember if it was O-N or A-N. I text my dad. He's like, Michaela, are you dumb? It's O-N.
It's your name.
I was like, I know, but my mind was playing tricks on me.
Come on, Commissioner.
I know, Commissioner.
Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them today, because you never know when you might not get that chance ever again. And so, you know, take advantage. And you know what? And be good folks today. Tell them they did it. Tell somebody they did a good job. It's good for you. It's good for them. It just kind of helps us all as a whole. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.